A trend is quietly sweeping up Chinese education institutions from kindergarten to high school. Every move students and teachers make in classrooms and even dormitories are recorded and live streamed through online platforms such as Shuidi Zhibo. So let's talk about what's going on these days that classrooms and dormitories, even in some cases, can be live streamed.
Sure. So on the live streaming website, shuidi.huajiao.com, more than 200 channels are live streaming kindergartens, middle school, and high school classrooms across the country. And those children may not know that they're being watched by basically strangers. A random visitor to the website can just click into the classroom or a kindergarten sleeping room to check out that's what is going on in that room. And the live streaming channels in those classrooms range from places including Beijing, Shandong Province, Henan, Anhui, places like those, and classrooms range from kindergarten to high schools, and from vocational schools to beauty salon training classes, and locations also include school cafeterias, library, campus sports field, student dormitory, and hallways. And actually, I have tried to find those live streaming channels, and sadly, even with this widespread news stories about this behavior invade children's privacy, this kind of channels are still there to be found. And I found several of those. You can actually see students' every move, every behavior, and their face loud and clear.
Yeah, so I feel like we should call this pedo TV because it seems just like something that would attract obviously pedophiles. And it sounds like anyone from around the world can log in and watch your kid. And yet parents, kind of the underlying reason why parents are doing this, maybe because they're not using their brains, is that they think, they can watch their kid, they can see how their kid's behavior at school is being done, instead of like, I guess there's been these discrepancies where a teacher says your kid's misbehaving and the parents just don't believe it because maybe they think their kid's just the perfect kid. But also on top of this being the violation of the kids' privacy, in light of basically them watching to make sure their kids' performance is good, as well as making sure their behavior is good in class, this is wrong on so many levels. I mean, guys, on the right side of the screen, visitors can also make comments. Some of them have been I guess one of the comments went like, "Hey, check this girl out. She's long hair. She's pretty hot, huh?" You are literally setting them up to just have to catch a predator type situation. These people are watching your kid every day. And shouldn't you be at work working and like relying on, teachers that are being, paid to take care of your kid to make sure that your kid's getting a good education? Like, do you really have the time to be, tuning in and making sure your kid's doing all this stuff? Or is it something you're seeing after the fact to make sure, oh, okay, yes, he was misbehaving on this day. I see what you're talking about. But I'll tell you what, there's people that are watching live. And yeah, Nu Honglin had shown us how easy it is for someone to just click in, log in, and you see these kids. It is creepy.
It is creepy for Ryan, and you've made it very loud and clear that what you think about this.
I
But
don't
also,
think most people would say it's creepy.
well, yeah, but here I think I'd like to maybe clarify it for people a little bit that this is not necessarily a new thing for me. You guys feel free to refute as live stream. It's just a fancy word we're using now. But isn't this just CCTV camera videoing, but the new thing is that this is being put online without a time lag. So if we see it this way, then I don't think that's necessarily a new thing,
Right.
first point. Second point, I promise I'm almost done. For the second point is that I remember when this kind of service, if it can be called that, was available just a couple of years ago, if not a few years ago, people welcomed it with open arms, and it took different forms, like the classroom. If you have a camera in front and in the back, then it can monitor what the teachers are doing and also what the students are doing. And parents voluntarily agreed to this because they thought
That's not
that.
necessarily true. Majority did.
Okay, so So now, I think the thing that's changed right now is that the live streaming platform has been made available apparently to everybody to see. Mm-hmm. But back then, when this first started happening, it's a way to monitor. It's a way to make sure that the teachers are not misbehaving and the kids are not misbehaving. And remember back then, there were also different online platforms providing the service of making sure that your nanny at home is watched under the camera. So the elderly are being taken care of. The baby is being taken care of. So that extra eye that's looking at you was seen as a good thing. But why is it now that apparently this is not a good thing
anymore?
Right.
So you said CCTV. That's the government watching you, right? The government actually should have that power because, you know, at some point they need to be handling situations for our safety. These kind of things. This is public watching the public. They don't have a right to watch your kid, but anyone from anywhere in the world, Hyung, can log on and watch your kid, where this system was literally just created so that you could watch your kid. I don't think these parents maybe know this fact, but Nuhong Lin also previewed me to the knowledge that there's quite a few places, swimming pools, there was you can talk about it here in a little bit, Nuhong Lin, but there's tons of places where people might be getting live streamed and there might be a little sign somewhere, but people probably don't know. This is a violation of privacy. And you had said, you know, oh, parents had agreed to it. Actually, according to the law, it has to be either everybody agrees to it or it doesn't happen, yet it was only the majority of parents that agreed to it. So if I was one of those parents that said, God, no, I don't want some weirdo watching my kid take a nap in preschool or in elementary school or watch my high school daughter go to classes and hang out with friends. But because the majority decided this was an idea, I had to follow suit with it. I just don't think it's good in any way, shape, or form.
So let's clarify what's going on right now. Ryan, are you not okay with the fact that this is called 水滴直播, a platform as such that can give access to whoever that wants to watch this footage access? Or are you not okay with the fact that now, I guess to some extent, we are living under the camera? That maybe if, let's say, only parents, only the selected few few that agreed upon this can watch it.
I'm saying that when you're an adult, you can do whatever you want. But these are kids, and it's a majority of parents who probably don't know what they're signing up for. And then some parents who are just outnumbered but have to have their kids under surveillance by a bunch of people you don't know. And that's dangerous. Let me tell you, like, you know, in the U.S., we kind of come from, the schools are a sensitive topic ever since something like Columbine happened, you know? This is where kids went in and a group of kids went into high school and killed a bunch of people, right? And it was a really traumatic incident since then. We've had these kinds of school violences. But there's crazy people. There was this guy who recently killed someone on Facebook live streaming. And there was a 3-day manhunt for him. This streaming stuff is new, but it's not necessarily something we should have our kids under the spotlight of, because there's all these weird, crazy people using it to somehow give themselves some kind of fame or infamy.
Yes.
These kind of things.
Yeah, I agree. And to the question you asked earlier, I think the problem here is that even though you think you have the right to see your kid in school, you're not entitled to see other people's kid. So basically, even it's only the parents who are getting the right to see the live streaming, it's still not okay with maybe a single one parent saying, I don't want my kid to be watched by other parents.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my point there. And also, actually, I wanted to say, at the last year of my high school time, actually, we did have those CCTV kind of surveillance services in the school. And what they did is that they only shoot the camera videos. And if something happened, they need proof, you can go see the recorded videos. But there, no one is actually watching the whole live streaming thing, even though in the security room. So we were like not really sensitive about that. We complained, but apparently we are kids and no one's listening to us. And one last point I wanted to make here is that I think human being has this fight or flight mechanism in their mind. And deep down, they know when to start that mechanism and start to fight or bring up their best fight that they can use. But if you put a kid under the spotlight all the time, it's possible on one condition they'll be stressful every day, and it's certainly bad for their mental health. And the other possibility is that they will be indifferent to anything. They don't have that very important mechanism in their head anymore. They don't know how to act when actual challenge or danger is there.
Yeah, let's again paint a perspective. And you know, Hyung, one of these people commented on the screen. Imagine if this was your kid. Hey, check out that girl with the long hair. Pretty hot, huh? This is meant for parents to watch their kids, but yet this is happening. That's wrong. Mm-hmm. This kid is getting this kind of attention. They don't have the right to basically say stop. This is decided by the majority of parents who might not. I mean, there's been classes for parents that don't know how to parent. We're seeing something like this happen. It's negligence, maybe on these parents' end. Maybe they don't understand. You know, you're asking me, what's the difference between CCTV and all this stuff? Maybe they don't understand that difference. Mm-hmm. CCTV is, right, the government watching you. The public can't use CCTV mm-hmm. for their own sick and twisted means. Yet this, absolutely. And so a majority is deciding this. People are commenting like this. And you know what, New Hong Lin, you had mentioned something brilliant. And there's this movie, it's very famous in the U.S. I agree that this is going to affect their mentality, because there's this movie, it's called The Truman Show. And it's about this guy's life. He never knew. He was always under surveillance. But then when he knew, God, he felt like, man, I never had privacy. Oh my God, they saw that? All these embarrassing moments you think you only shared with yourself in school, suddenly you're the laughingstock of everybody and you didn't know the better. This is an infringement on these kids. They will never be the same as what we had taken for granted. Maybe that one embarrassing moment where something happened, we had an accident, we had to run to the bathroom, suddenly you're a viral YouTube video and everybody's laughing at you. Mm-hmm. This is a great power that the public, I don't think, should ever be able to watch the public's kids. And that's a great power I don't think they should have.
I think you make a very good point in how controversial these online streaming platforms can be and what they're doing. But this is only a couple of online streaming platforms that arguably should be regulated, or you know, should be oversaw by people. But I think there's one existing thing in society today that we cannot overlook. That is, maybe to some extent, we are living under a camera. You think that, I think definitely it's spot on that, Ryan, you made the distinction between the CCTV cameras and the cameras in a classroom, but some also argue that the cameras in a classroom, that is still in a public place. It is not in your bedroom. And without, let's say if we take the online streaming, this platform out of the discussion, if we're only talking about people living under the camera and these students as well as all of this being recorded, I mean, do you not see that sometimes maybe with monitoring, it is a way to supervise? And about what happens in the classroom when sometimes parents are worried about what's going on there, isn't this an effective mechanism to act as some sort of oversight? But it's important, or maybe what's not done right is that the footage should be secured in the hands of maybe the parents when something wrong happens.
It's a public place, but not everybody has the right to be around kids in their place of school, right? You don't just get to hang out there if you're anybody. Mm-hmm. So why would you get to look in on them? And, you know, to be able to, you know, for sure, it's not in your bedroom, but this could possibly a trend that could get there one day. You know, like, when it's people watching people, they don't have the same regard as maybe, you know, let's say CCTV. That's meant for your
yeah.
protection. It's meant to watch and make sure things are, you know, things are safe. And it's you know, it's controlled. But here, this is people who have the power to be able to watch other people, to be able to use it for their own means, to be that hold no rules, that hold to no rules, no standards, no anything. That's what's scary. And that's the difference between CCTV and something like this. And then you have that spotlight shining over kids. I'll tell you something. School's a public place, but if you tried to walk in a school, let's say in the U.S., you would be sent. You wouldn't even be able to walk through the doors. People would be like, excuse me, miss, do you have a kid here? Can I see your identification? Because no, if you don't have a kid there, if you aren't a teacher, if you aren't working there, you have no business being in this public area.
Yeah, but if that public area or the right to that information is enshrined into the hands of very few, the parents who signed up for this, is that not
the case. Anybody can view in on
this. Exactly. So this is what's going on wrong currently. But is this way of looking at people and monitoring them, gosh, that is not a very good word to use, is that a way for future governance? Because we are seeing this in society, and with the advancement of technology, I have a feeling that this is the road we're on.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. Maybe if everybody is being watched, it's possible you're being watched by the general public or you're being watched by the government and you're supervised, you can behave better. I believe in that. But I also believe in that in a developed society, everybody should be respected. And we are different. Maybe someone's more comfortable after or under a camera. Someone's more uncomfortable and they feel like they're being watched and it's hurting their mental health. Everybody is different. So instead of watching everyone or maybe try to make sure nobody's doing anything wrong, maybe we should also respect everyone. And also, I think for kids, when they're trying to grow up, they need a place where their parents are not watching. That is also very important for them.
Yeah, do kids not have a right to a certain level of privacy that we all hopefully enjoy? I mean, at least the other maybe public's not watching us. So I just think kids do have a right to privacy. They get to grow without feeling shame. Of necessarily even just other parents who have no business watching your kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's my kid.
Yeah.
You don't get to watch them because that's my kid. He grows up with his classmates. He's in this confined space where this is the best situation we got for educating a kid in the public. But not everybody gets to watch my kid, even if it's a parent in that classroom watch my kid. If he makes a mistake, that should be something that the teacher knows, hopefully is told to me, but doesn't need to be known by every person in that class, every person's parents in that class. That's in my mind, that's not fair.
Yeah, I think that is a disturbing thought when you look at it into, you know, dissect it into little pieces. But also I wonder, we are living in a society that increasingly our digital footprint has been recorded voluntarily or not. And look at all those things that people, well, kids and parents have shared about kids online. Maybe that's done voluntarily. Well, that's really a discussion for a different day. And also all that footage or information or even like your fingerprint as you give up to apply for visas and all those things. So much information, private information from us are given to the authorities or being recorded in some way. And I think it's really interesting that you guys talked about how this will have an effect on kids. And I think sometimes it's actually quite interesting to see how resilient human beings can be. Maybe you feel stressed at first, but then you know what? Survival of the fittest. Mm. And then you get used to it. And what happens after that, I think, is in the long term, many things in society is going to change. Like our concept on privacy already. I think 30 years ago, maybe smoking pot is, or maybe peeing your in your pants when you're a little kid is embarrassing. But in the future, because every step you've made, every mistake you've made, every humiliation is recorded online through social media or some other way like this, then our concept in what's privacy or what's humiliating is going to change as well.
Yeah, I think the difference here that we're talking about is authorities who know what to do with the information. People we trust, right? Trust with rules, trust with laws. The difference here is this is public. People who don't need to abide necessarily by that.
Yes, and our public security authorities have come up with a solicitation of comments about this last year. And so far, I think we've only seen that these cameras should be labeled, information should be given out to public, so transparency should be enhanced, but that's all a should right now. So I think more regulation and deeper look into this issue is definitely needed. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yo Honglin.